The Ministry of Health has started processes to engage registered retired midwives to augment the shortfall in health facilities nationwide. This follows 10 years of stoppage in the training of midwives at the maiden quarterly national council meeting of the National Association of Registered Midwives in Accra. The Minister of Health, Alex Segbefia, admitted that midwives saved lives, and for Ghana to close a chapter on maternal and child mortality, the midwife must be well positioned and empowered to help achieve that goal. Rita Ampabintete was there.
The National Association of Registered Midwives Ghana was initially under the Ghana Registered Nurses Association, but is now independent. The breakaway became necessary because the registered midwives believe their needs, concerns, plights, and interests were not properly catered for under the mother body. Now, midwives under the new association are in a position to initiate their own policies, incremental demands, and manage their own affairs. One critical issue that ran through discussions at the forum was inadequate number of midwives serving at health centers. The situation puts pressure on the few in active service, making it impossible for them to give off their best. The Minister of Health, Alex Segbefia, said giving contracts to retired midwives may not be the best solution. He rather called on nursing colleges of education to train more midwives.
If someone is now due for retirement the next month or two, that person is an ongoing worker. So the criteria for actually giving the person a contract is less onerous than somebody who has sat at home for 3-4 years and is now coming back. Then the scrutiny of that person becomes a little bit more thorough. Contracts are a short-term fix. That cannot be the solution. The solution is in training more with midwives. The training schools are bottom-heavy instead of top-heavy. We need to change the dynamic so that the training schools begin to train more midwives.
Asked when the contract for retired midwives will kickstart, the health minister said committees are working in that light.
The view is that it should stay within the civil service structure. In the civil service, you can have an extension of your contract for up to 5 years, and each contract should not extend more than 2 years. So if you retired 3 years ago and you are 63 now, technically you would have only a 2-year contract. They won't take you beyond the 65, and it will always also deal a lot with the fitness of the person.
The national president of the association, Ridwan Nahawa Amwakweje, was optimistic the group will succeed in its works. She said the midwife is considered irrelevant in the health sector and believes that perception will now be a thing of the past.